Coming up to the turn, 400 metres to go. Burly Boy just in front of Zesty Bell. Fatigues, Flinders River behind them, needing luck. So too Duke Kaboom. Sensationalization down the outside. Galactic Fury can't get a run. Burly Boy at the 200 from Zesty Bell. Flinders River got out. And then came Sensationalization, who couldn't quicken. Flinders River, 100 metres to go. Drives through from Sensationalization. Zesty Bell, Galactic Fury late, but it's Flinders River. Won it by a length. Galactic Fury second. Third Sensationalization from Zesty Bell, and right the score late.
It was a beautiful ride by Craig Williams on Flinders River, and a lot of the RSN punters out there were cheering and pumping the air because that was, once again, the Ramaruffi of Dean Lester. Congratulations on a double on Saturday, Craig, but more than that, clinching your ninth Victorian Jockeys Metropolitan title. Well done.
Thanks very much, Michael.
When you look back on your season, how does the last year compare for you? Because you've been there and done it so many times as champion jockey, but to win it in the year you also clinched the Melbourne Cup, is that the best year you've ever had?
Yeah, absolutely. In regards to quality, we didn't have the quantity that we've had before in regards to numbers, but in regards to the quality, and of course, in featuring the Melbourne Cup, I think six were Group 1, so it was a great year. Even winning a Singapore Gold Cup in the same season, so yeah, it was a really exciting year for success in big races.
I know you're a student of history of racing, and you set yourself pretty lofty goals. But now, 9 Metropolitan premierships, 1 behind your great rival Ollie, and 2 behind Bill Duncan, the champion of previous eras. Is that a goal for you? Do you want to finish your career as the most successful Victorian jockey as far as premierships are concerned?
Yes, that's one of our goals that we said. If we're going to be in Australia for the 12 months, then it's definitely a great goal and an ambition that myself and my team really aspiring to try and get to. But again, it's they're long goals, and we just need everything to go right. Of course, the simple formula is getting winners. But it's to stay not suspended, not injured. So, again, a 12-month process. So we've been really fortunate, and we had a great year this year. And everyone's excited in the team and the family because it's been a really exciting 12 months. With COVID kicking in, whether it be a plus or a minus, I'm not sure. Everyone's dealing with new challenges in the world, and we've been so lucky that we actually have had a full season in racing here in Victoria.
You mentioned your team, and for a lot of punters who see your name in the form book on a weekend, they wouldn't have any idea about what goes into making you the champion jockey you are. Just give us a reminder of the people that surround you. Who's in Craig Williams' team that helps make you be the best there is?
Well, it starts with my manager, Jason Breen. I have Marie McEwen, who runs my website. I have my valet, so it starts with Vincent, and now his 2 grandsons take over in Victoria, Patrick and Ethan Mills. If I go to Sydney, I'm very fortunate. I have Rodney Quinn, who doesn't also help me out in the jockey's room and drive me to the meetings as a driver. He also helps me with track preparations and history on the way the tracks race, the different rail positions. I have Jimmy, Ian Ford and Arthur Gonis, who drive me around all Victorian tracks, but the metropolitan ones. I can get myself to them ones. They're easy. And I have, who else do I have? Andrew Quinn. I get a couple of coaches that come in. Vaughan Summers. I have Rip Russian that helps me out a lot with a lot of certain, in his specialty. Who else do I have? Bryce Lindemann. My personal assistant, Steve Bremner, who comes in from Hong Kong for the carnival, which looks like it'll be a different year this year. Candace Holtz runs all my logistics. And then I guess my family structure. So I have homeschooling at the moment, so I realise how much I love going to the races because it sure as hell beats homeschooling. So I'm lucky I've got the support of my family and my parents, my brothers, and of course, racers and my children. They're amazing.
It's a big team, but that just shows the professionalism that you have. How many hours a week would you be doing form study and preparing for your rides?
Well, one thing that we did structure was we feel that we get people that could do the things that I can't do, or so the things that they can't do for me is do the form. So the form does take a lot of time because But I enjoy doing that. I like strategizing and planning, and it also helps me identify other horses and form references as well. With so much racing in Victoria and around the country, so I find that actually that time actually helps me, and basically track work trials. People can't do that for me, and I enjoy walking track. So basically, they're the things that I do, and I hope to have people in the team that can do everything else for me.
It's such an all-encompassing job, and we saw on the weekend once again how dangerous in a split second a couple of centimetres can make a huge difference. But what do you do to try and get away from the track? How do you unwind?
Well, that's really important, Michael. That's what we try and work on all the time. So first of all, the body's got to be fit, but the mind's got to be sharp and refreshed. So we've got a really tough schedule. So I was being very fortunate through my career to be able to go and spend a lot of time in England. I spent a season in Dubai. And, of course, the last place I was for 3 years was Hong Kong. So a lot of those places, England's very similar to Australia through summer, where we ride every day. We ride every single day through the summer in England. So that's what we can do here all year round in Australia. And in Hong Kong, we only ride twice a week, same as Dubai and sometimes less. So I started to work on different ways of better spending my time, instead of, because all I knew was to ride every day. So I started reading up on a lot of sports people, like preparation, recovery. I started playing tennis, like going and exercising and working out. And all of a sudden, all those experiences that I had put me in really good stead for being able to get away and try and manage my body and my mind while I'm back here in Australia. So it is a tough balance here in Australia, because there is horses that they go all over the countryside and they can race from Monday to Sunday, and some horses, but it then comes a time where you've got to balance up, and sometimes you have to have a break. And I'm really lucky with the people around me. My wife Lacey doesn't hold back, and she says you need a holiday. My parents are very good at identifying that, as well as my manager now has got a really good handle on what I can and what I can't do. And if we are going to do it, we have to do it well. So I'm really lucky to have those people that really looking out for my welfare to make sure that we get the best results on the track.
Well, I know you love spending time with your family. Ollie loves to surf. Other jockeys love golf. What do you like to do outside of racing?
I love going on holidays. I love going to movies. I haven't got both of those at the moment. I don't know, it's just I don't have to get in and do homework and form, and I don't have to work. Mm. Actually, I do like working out, to be fair, but I just know my body needs to have a rest. So there was, I used to start going away, and I try and keep really fit, so I love hiking. I love going out and hiking, and if I went to the snow, I wouldn't ski. I'd get up early in the morning and really start walking up the mountains, which is pretty hard on your heart. But I tried to work out that if I stayed fit while I was away and come back, it wouldn't hurt as much getting fit again. And then I was just starting up on a few more sports people, and then I found out that if I don't give my body enough break and feel that pain when I come back, then my body hasn't had enough of a break. So it's a really tough balance, and we do take it for granted being elite athletes, being jockeys. When you get injured or you go away from the sport, you realise how fit you are when you are racing, when you just, all you're thinking about is the competition. But when you get back, you think about your arms, your legs, all your muscles, your breathing, and then I always laugh to myself. I don't laugh for long, because the pain of the muscle ache is quite tough. But we do take for granted how fit we are to be athletes competing as jockeys.
How important is it for you to have someone like Damien Oliver as your biggest rival? We're very fortunate to have this era of Ollie and Willow, who between you two have won 19 jockey titles going head-to-head. Is it important to have a rival like that to help you get to the next level?
Oh, absolutely. I'm only as good as my rival, and as you said, you guys think you're lucky. Well, anyone who's riding in Victoria against the calibre riders we have here, Australia, as well as Australia, we're all lucky, because you can see that standard is so high when all of our riders go overseas. Look at Damien Lane, Damien Oliver when he goes overseas, myself being a benefactor, Kieran McAvoy, Hugh Bowman, they're just naming those. Bledridge, the leading rider in Singapore, Zach Purden is in Hong Kong. So it just shows you the calibre riders that we do have. And if you think it's exciting for you guys, I could think of better adjectives but I'm only as good as my competition, and we have great riders. So having Damien push me to the limit the whole way, and all these other riders, it just shows you that it makes us better.
And I think we got a stark reminder on the weekend about, once again, the risks that you boys put yourselves in each and every day. The Andrew Adkins fall. I know there's been a lot of fallout with Hugh Bowman, who you mentioned before is one of the best riders we've ever seen. When you're a jockey in the jockey's room and you see an incident like that in Sydney, what goes through your mind?
Well, we're more worried about Andrew. We hope the horse is okay, and we hope Andrew's okay. But unfortunately, those things happen. There's a lot of rides that we'd all like to have again, and unfortunately that just was one of the most catastrophic results. But Hugh Bowman is a safe rider, he's a good rider, and I was talking to Damien Lane, and one day I was careless, and the consequences of that was Damien Lane fell, was dislodged from his mountain. I said to Damien Lane last night on a WhatsApp that I'd love to have that ride again, Damien. I'm sorry, I still feel sorry that of the result from my carelessness on that day. And I guess we are reminded. I guess that's why the when you look at our penalties that we have in Australia, are a lot harsher than other jurisdictions around the world, and it is for a great reason why the penalties are so hard. But every rider that we ride against, they are very responsible riders. They're great horsemen, and there's not many times that you go out there and you're really feeling in jeopardy of your safety or your horse. And so we are quite lucky, but unfortunately that was one of those results. And I guess it's showing us all now in regards to about the how we are socially, where racing is on the forefront of free-to-air TV everywhere, that unfortunately that it was that incident that was really magnified across all the news channels, because there's not many live sports around the world that are continuing on. So it had that impact as well. But Hugh's a great rider. He'd be feeling sad like everyone else is, and we just hope that Andrew has a quick recovery and gets back to something that he loves to do, which is being a jockey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Willow. Craig, congratulations once again. A nice double Morrissey as well as a Rama Ruffy. You copped a little suspension, so you'll be out for 10 days and then you'll be back raring to go in the new...
Yeah, so same for me. But while we're working out where we're going to have a break, and the steward decided for me in the room, so that's how that was done. And if we can make a mention to Rob Gaylard, the passing of Rob Gaylard, who's a gentleman who contributed so much to racing, he'll be sadly missed, and it was great recognition from the industry to wear our band, and I was really fortunate as a benefactor of Rob's experience to win on Morrissey.
Yeah, well done again, Craig. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll catch up very soon. Well spoken.
Thanks, guys.